You're listening to a special Stumptown Trade Review coming to you from the Stumptown Comics Fest. We're here today with Joelle Jones and Nicholas Hattori Day. Did I get that right?
Yeah, you're right.
They are the artistic team on the new Oni graphic novel, Spellcheckers. Thanks a lot for sitting down with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.
So let's start with this. Joelle, we talked to Jamie Rich earlier, and there seems to be some sort of disagreement as to where this story came from. Can you shed some light on the true origins of Spellcheckers for us, please?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm glad you asked me instead of him. One of my favorite things to do is sketch people. And so one day I was sitting down in a bar and drawing these really mean girls at the bar playing pool, but they were really cool, and I really liked their outfits, and they were too cool for school type, and I was drawing them, and Jamie loved it. He loved the little sketch I did, and he said he was going to do a comic book about it. I said, whatever, you'll never get around to it, and then he did, and he really surprised me, but that's the truth.
Okay, so I'm glad we got that cleared up. So, now, what was your role beyond creating the initial sketch for this? What was your role? Because you two shared the artistic duties in this. So, what was your role in this?
I did the flashbacks of when they were little kids, which I really enjoy. I love doing drawing little kids, which I haven't really been able to do that much. And then I helped a little bit with like the characters' personalities in the beginning. And then I think Nico really made them come to life and like real characters. So
Nico, how did you get involved in this project?
It's a very funny story because I was a big fan of Joel and Jamie's work first, and I was a friend on MySpace with Jamie, and Jamie posted something about a very cheesy French singer, and I say it's impossible, I can't let him listen to this. So I write him and say, don't listen to this this artist. And he said, whoa, you have a very nice walk. So we start walking together like this.
Now, your style is very different from Joelle's style. How did you, you know, communicate together and sort of work out the look for the book, or how you were going to blend your art to fit in with the book?
Thanks to the internet, the communication was very hazy because I can send artwork through internet, so
so you would send artwork, and then how would you get something back from Jamie or Joelle, like feedback, if there was something they wanted to change? Would you guys would show examples of other things, or how would you work back and forth?
I was very free. I was totally free on the book. I just propose ideas, and they say it's good or it's not. But during the world creation of the book, I was totally free to do what I want. So I tried to respect the script and Joel's art. But no, I was really free to work on it.
So what was your favorite part to draw?
My favorite part to draw? The three main characters are so great. Thanks to Joel to create it. The three girls are really great, great character, great art. And it was my favorite part to draw. The worst part was all the lockers. It was so terrible to draw because every page, no against lockers. And in chapter 3, when I wrote it, I think it was outside. So I start sketching outside, and when I reread it, it's, oh no, it's again inside. So many lockers again to draw. It's whatever.
So I heard Jamie say that this is a 3-book deal, and he's promised you that the next one's not going to have so many lockers.
Yeah, he promised me that, so I was very happy. And when I read the second book script, there was church, bike, diners. Oh, I think I prefer lockers, but it's okay. It's going to be fun to draw.
So is that what you're working on now then, is book 2?
Yeah, I already start working on it, and when I come back to France, I start working on Volume 2, and it's scheduled to next year.
Great. And how about you, Joelle? What are you working on now?
I'm doing the second Jenna Ivanovich Troublemaker book, and I will be working on number 2 for Spellcheckers.
Doing the flashbacks again, or do you have more of the story this time?
No, I like doing the flashbacks. I think I like the separation between the two. We're very different artists, and I think, but they complement each other really nice. So I'd like to just stay in the flashbacks.
Well, it seems like it's working out so far. So thank you very much for sitting down with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much.